And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. 1 Peter 5:10. True optimism is not delusional. True optimism does not live in denial. True optimism is fully cognizant of the difficulties and challenges of the moment. The author of 1 Peter certainly was. Nevertheless, true optimism realizes that we are participating in something far bigger than ourselves. The sense of the eternal that the New Testament writers had was fully grounded in the here and now, but extended outwards and beyond themselves and beyond their lives. They knew that whatever troubles they faced were a comma and not a period. The end of a particular chapter does not necessarily mean the end of the book, and they knew that their best days were yet to be written. Just as every night is followed by dawn, they knew suffering was only for a while. They knew and believed that they would be restored and made strong. And so shall we. I'm Horace McMillan. This is 60 Seconds of Hope.